arrest made in Utah in the case of a missing university student. Brady, Fox News. Police in Salt Lake City just confirming a person is in custody,
but no details yet.
They are not identifying who that person is. It's not clear if that person is the person of interest that they named who owns a home not far from here. And that home was searched. Police removed a lot of evidence from that house. There was even video that shows investigators digging in the backyard of that home.
Fox's Matt Finn at Salt Lake City Police Headquarters. A news conference set for later this hour. 23-year-old Mackenzie Lewick last seen 11 days ago when a Lyft driver told police he took her from the Salt Lake City airport to a park where she got into another vehicle. The acting Homeland Security chief just holding a news conference on the situation at the southern border a day after final approval of supplemental aid in Congress. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Lisa, Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan praised the passage of a humanitarian aid bill, but says it won't be enough to address the flow of migrants over the southern border. However, he told reporters progress is being made in coordination with Mexico, which has sent troops to the U.S. border and the border with Guatemala.
We are now anticipating a significant reduction in border crossing numbers for June, up to 25% when compared to the record level in May.
McAleenan says he's meeting with El Salvador and Honduran leaders next week, and Guatemalan officials are coming to Washington. Lisa?
Meantime, Rachel, earlier today, the U.S. Supreme Court agreeing to hear the fight over the president's move to end DACA, the program that shields some immigrants brought here illegally as children from deportation. The Trump administration has argued that President Obama didn't have the authority to create that program by executive order and that Congress should find a solution. This is Fox News.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created Ford Pass, everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app, right in the palm of your hand. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
President Trump is at the G20 summit in Japan. His pullout from the Iran nuclear deal is part of the focus at a meeting in Europe as Iran presses the countries still in the deal for help. Fox's Simon Owen has this live.
Lisa, a senior Iranian diplomat saying economic incentives offered by European countries to keep the 2015 nuclear deal alive are one step forward, but still not enough and still not meeting Iran's expectations. This after talks in Vienna between the six countries still signed up to the agreement after the US withdrew last year. European countries have set up a payment system to keep trade with Iran afloat in the face of US sanctions, but Iran says it needs more if the deal is to survive. Lisa?
Thanks, Simon. Well, some in Congress want to block President Trump from taking military action in Iran without congressional approval. The Senate taking up a measure that would need 60 votes to be attached to an annual defense bill that's already passed. Honda announcing the recall of nearly 2 million vehicles in the U.S. as the final phase of its replacement of potentially deadly Takata airbag inflators. 19 automakers recalling about 70 million of those inflators in all. They can explode with too much force. Takata declared bankruptcy after recalls and lawsuits around the world. The owners of Legos are taking back their theme park business.
The investment firm that owns most of the Lego toy company is buying the business called Merlin Entertainments for more than $6 billion. It's partnering with two other investment firms for the purchase. In addition to Legoland theme parks, Merlin operates Madame Tussauds wax museums and other venues, 130 attractions in 25 countries. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Stocks turning higher. The Dow's now up over 81 points. The Nasdaq topping 8,000. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now. Yeah, Live and Local Now for a Friday. I'm so excited. One of the things we always do, we call it the Friday song. And the reason we do this, is because, at least to me, we work all week long to get to the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday's the day that we kind of let our hair down. We don't take ourselves too seriously, but most importantly, we celebrate.
It's Friday.
Oh, come on, you know better. You know better. I just love this. I just absolutely love this. It is so good. You know, the 80th Nevada legislature has come and gone, 120 days of mayhem, kind of like the TV commercial, like the insurance commercial. It looks like mayhem sometimes, but they get a bunch of stuff done. They pass a bunch of laws, and then they go home for the next year and a half. Joining us now, we are very pleased to have in studio Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman, District 22. Glenn Levitt, Assemblyman from District 23. They're both in studio. Welcome. Good to have you with us, gang.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Let me just ask you, Melissa, let me begin with you. As a freshman, tell me what this experience was like a year later.
Well, I have to say it's probably one of the greatest things that I've done in my life. From campaigning and then, you know, going up to session and being there, being a part of the historic first female majority legislature in the country was definitely an honor. I learned a lot from, you know, day one. You sit down, you go into committees, you start learning about policy, and then you have to present your own bills that you're hoping to get through. So, you know, you hit the ground running. I think we had an outstanding freshman class, great friends. We worked together really well, and so it was a great experience. Like I said, I learned so much about so many topics that I didn't know, that wasn't familiar with, and it was great. It was, you know, it was frustrating being there in a super minority, of course, as we were in the assembly. But, you know, we worked together as a team. You know, we did what we could do, tried to make a difference as much as possible. So I would say it's been a great year.
And if you work really, really hard between now and November 3rd, 2020, we can change that supermajority for the Democrats and turn it into a majority for the Republicans. Glenn Levitt, let me ask you the same question. What was it like being a freshman, being in the super minority? What did you learn over the course of 120 days?
I think I learned the biggest thing you had to learn is patience, because you knew it was a long game. You knew going in where you were at, you knew that there were a lot of bills that were going to either go through or attempt to go through that you could do nothing about. Being in the super minority, I wouldn't say your vote didn't count, but your vote didn't count when it needed to. And so having that knowledge, I think, and being a freshman, it was initially a little bit of a struggle to try and find your way and figure out how you could take the legislation that's being put forth and make it better, because that was really the power that you had. You could fight and fight and fight, and it could be pushed through, and you could do nothing about it. But what you really had to do is you had to build relationships and find a way to make really bad legislation better. Because the last thing we wanted to do going up there is just have a bunch of terrible legislation be pushed through and us do nothing about it, and us do nothing to try and make that legislation better and serve the people that we went up there to serve.
Glenn, I noticed you've got, I guess if this were hockey, you'd call it a playoff beard. You've got a beard that's going pretty good, which I understand started during the session. And explain why you started growing the beard, and when do you chop it off?
So about midway through session, I decided I'm going to grow a beard until a piece of legislation that I personally author gets signed. Well, the beard's still here.
So and, you're still waiting on that first bill.
I'm still waiting on that first bill. And so so a lot of people ask me, well, what are you going to do? And I think maybe I'll just grow it till next session and see what happens. And then, you know, if I get my legislation pushed through, then I'll shave it then. My wife hasn't complained yet. I'm thinking it may come at some way, But I'm enjoying having the beard. I think it's my rally beard, and now I'm going to use it to rally the troops to get more Republicans elected.
I like that. I like that. Melissa, I want to ask you, because everybody had kind of a coming into the session, had kind of an anxiety. Gosh, the Democrats, they own everything. Everything but the Secretary of State's office was locked down for the Democrats. And we wondered, gosh, how bad could this be? Will Sisolak veto anything? I mean, he won't veto like 19 bills like Sandoval did. And I'm curious what your expectations were coming in. Was it a matter of, you know, try and stop the bleeding or limit the bleeding? Or did you really think that there was a chance that you could get some stuff done? Coming into the session, what was your expectation? And now that you're removed from the 80th legislature, what do you think you got accomplished?
Well, going into it, it was pretty much, I think all Republicans kind of expected the same thing. You know, we had a Democratic governor, the state Senate and the state assembly were both controlled by Democrats. So I think our expectation was we probably aren't going to get a lot done. Hopefully we won't be completely irrelevant. And so, you know, it could have been a lot worse, honestly. And, you know, like Glenn said, we tried to take legislation that was pretty bad and tried to do what we could to make it better, to make it not so damaging, say, to businesses or what have you. Coming out of it now, I think it was about what I expected. You know, I was fortunate that I got two bills passed this session, so I was, you know, really excited about that. But it was about what we expected. Like he said, you would sit there, whether in a committee or on the floor, and you would vote no, and you would ask your questions and give your reasons and why you didn't agree with a certain policy. But at the end of the day, you know, we had no power to stop anything. We take the vote, you know, there would be 12 no's, the bill passed to the Senate, you know, you were helpless, except that you said your, made your statements and, you know, gave your opinion and got that on the record of why you were opposed to something. But
did you, you feel know, like you were relegated to potted plant status? just go sit in the corner, vote when it's time to vote, and otherwise just sit down and shut up.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, and they controlled everything. They set the agenda. They controlled the committees. They controlled floor statements. You know, it was up to them. And so, yeah, sometimes you did feel that way, definitely.
Again, Melissa Hardy joining us, Assemblywoman, District 22. Explain for those that do not live in District 22 where 22 is.
So 22 is a district that covers Henderson. It's pretty much around the Green Valley Ranch area, south of the 215. It goes up to, takes in a little bit of Anthem. So I have a group up there in Sun City Anthem. Then it goes around the 95 up to about Mission Hills, I think. So it's everything south of the 215, and then it borders on the 95 and then over to like Seven Hills.
And Glenn Levitt, you're in 23. Where's 23?
So 23 is just south of that district in Henderson. So,
so you guys are neighbors.
Inspirata, Sun City, Anthem Country Club, Mission Hills. I go down to Boulder City, Searchlight, Laughlin.
Wow.
So it's a pretty expansive district in the south. So I cover the whole south tip of the state. My district is actually shaped kind of like the state is, but it's a smaller version of it. But what I would like to tell you about, I just wanted to touch on something that Melissa had touched on. What we found that being in the super minority and being in the position that we were in, we had to really be thoughtful and really read bills well. And that was something that was probably a blessing for us in a small way, is that we really had to go through the legislation. I think I'm convinced that there were many freshman Democrats that never read a bill or cared, because they were basically essentially told how to push a button, right? Okay, you know, or they just trusted what someone else said, even if they weren't told directly to push the button, where we had to be thoughtful about everything that we did, and we had to read everything very, very carefully to see how either we could change it, amend it, or vote against it and have a good reason to do so.
Can you give us a, like, for instance, a bill where maybe Republicans helped Democrats, actually helped them make a bill better?
I think one perfect example is the education bill. It was a super expansive bill, but there was a lot of Republicans that had a lot of knowledge in that area, and we did our best to try, and we knew that the education system as it currently exists, we'd kind of hit rock bottom, right? So whatever came before us, we thought would be an improvement. But we wanted to improve and improve and improve upon that. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that opportunity scholarships stayed in there. We wanted to make sure that the charter school system and the private school system wasn't affected in a negative or massive way. And so what we did was we worked to try and make sure that those things were implemented. In the end, some stuff happened that wasn't exactly what we wanted. But that was something that we were very thoughtful. We read it very carefully, and we tried to use the experience that we had in the legislature to try and make that bill better, because we knew that it had to happen. There was a call for it. There was a call for a reevaluation of the education funding system. But we wanted to make sure that our voice was heard in that process.
Coming up, we have taken a look back at the 80th Nevada Legislature. We're going to take a look ahead. New leadership for Republicans in the Assembly. We'll talk about Dr. Robin Titus and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Melissa Hardy, Glenn Levitt in studio. Assembly people joining us live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now, Kevin Wall with you. So happy to have. We have talked to them by phone. We get to have them in studio, and it's so much fun. Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman District 22. Glenn Levitt, Assemblyman District 23. And you guys teamed up on a bill that did get passed. That did get passed. And it's, what was it, Assembly Bill 141. Melissa, you were the first one that talked to us about it. Tell us about it and talk about how Glenn helped you.
That's correct. So AB 141 was my prime piece of legislation, and I'm very excited that it passed and is going to become law now. Basically, it extends the gag orders, a bill that was passed in 2017. So it allows pharmacies, pharmacists to tell consumers the cheapest drug, generic or another equivalent drug that they can get, in hopes to save money on prescriptions, which I think we can all agree that we pay a lot for prescriptions. And, you know, we have both of us have a Sun City residence in our area. And that's kind of where the bill came from, was knocking on doors and talking to those people. You know, some of them take multiple medications and they lived on fixed incomes. And so, you know, I wanted to do something that would help them. And try to tackle healthcare in some way in our state. So Assemblyman Lovett and I were, I think from day one, we were working with stakeholders from PBMs to pharmacists to hospitals to doctors to get to a place where everybody could agree on this bill. And so we were successful. And now, you know, that's another building block that hopefully going forward we can address again in the next session. And
Glenn, let me just ask you, were you surprised when Democrats started glomming on to AB 141? Were you surprised when all of a sudden Democrats were saying, yeah, that sounds reasonable to me?
I think I wasn't surprised in that I think it's an issue for everyone. I think it's an issue for all walks of life and all constituencies. And so I think that once we got it to a place where we could take the special interest out of it, I think that everyone could get on board very easily. And I think the key to that legislation is it's not damaging any businesses. It's not hurting any businesses. It's simply letting a pharmacist do their best job. And really, you know, you can't go in there and the pharmacist can't tell you, hey, you should be taking this other drug and let me prescribe that to you. No, they have to go back to their doctor and talk to their doctor because that's a very personal thing. But what this does is it just eliminates that air of secrecy to where they have to push a certain type of drug or a certain level of drug on someone without telling them. And so I think it was an easy thing for people to jump on. And that's why I got in on it early because I thought it was a great thing. And Assemblywoman Hart did a great job of pushing that through. And we had a little bit of battle in committee.
But you survived.
We survived.
I want to ask you, I've only got a couple of minutes. Robin Titus is going to succeed Jim Wheeler as the Republican leader in the Assembly. First of all, were you surprised at Jim Wheeler stepping down? And what do you think Dr. Robin Titus will do? Let's begin with you, Melissa.
I think being in leadership in a minority position, no matter the party, is really tough. So, you know, I respected his decision to step down, whatever, for his personal reasons, and respected what he did during the session. I think going forward that Dr. Titus she'll be a good leader. I think she's experienced. She's a knowledgeable legislator. She definitely knows a lot about health care. She's been there several sessions. So, you know, I'm excited to work with her. She was a good mentor for me. And from what she has told us going forward, that she's going to, you know, get down here and be involved in Clark County, where we definitely need to pick up seats. So I'm looking forward to working with her and, you know, excited about what her plans are.
Glenn, in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think Dr. Titus is a great asset to what we do. I think she has a sound voice and she's so smart. And her willingness to come down to Southern Nevada and help us win seats just speaks volumes of her character. So I think she'll be a great leader.
I think it's great you guys came in. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now you get to be citizen legislators and go back to your districts and live under the laws you guys passed. I think that's absolutely fabulous. Thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you have it. Melissa Hardy and Glenn Lovett, members of the 80th Nevada Legislature. They'll be hopefully members of the 81st. Nevada Legislature. We'll talk about that as we go along. Hey, stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is live and local now.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street adding on a bit to earlier gains as many investors look ahead to the early morning meeting between President Trump and China's President Xi. The Dow Industrial's up about 100 points. The two leaders will be getting together on the sidelines of the G20 gathering. Banks are getting a lift after the Federal Reserve gave many of them permission to boost dividends and buy back more stock. Goldman Sachs is up about 1.5%. Shares of Bank of America and JPMorgan Chase each up about 3%. And SiriusXM SiriusXM has announced that Madonna will launch an exclusive limited-run SiriusXM music channel, Madonna's Madam X Radio, on Monday, July 1st. It will showcase music from Madonna's award-winning career and feature exclusive stories. As Sirius says, Madonna is an artist who is the very definition of a musical and cultural icon. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Pat O'Neill.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The day after their debate in Miami, some of the Democrats running for president head to a detention facility for migrant kids in Homestead, Florida.
This is an administration that prefers to beat people down instead of lift them up.
This administration, for all of its talk about immigration, has been a complete disaster.
What is being done in that building is being done in our name and with our money.
Kamala Harris, Julian Castro, and Pete Buttigieg, they weren't let in to see the facility run by a private corporation. A report finds most Americans leave money on the table with Social Security.
The report, based on research from online investment and financial planning firm United Income, found that only 4% of retirees start claiming their Social Security benefits at the most financially optimal time. And current retirees will lose a collective $3.4 trillion in potential income by drawing benefits at a less than ideal time.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
She was a fast machine.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. This is a time right after the 80th Nevada legislature where a lot of people around the state of Nevada who have been contemplating running for office, they are acting on that. You know, it's a time when a lot of folks, you're going to be getting a lot of calls from folks asking you for money to put yard signs in, to volunteer, to do things like that, because a lot of these candidates are just now feeling their oats, and they've got the legislature behind them, and all of a sudden now they're maybe looking to the next step. Joining us now, a guy that's been in studio with us many times before, Nathan Taylor from Taylor Consulting Group, and he joins us. Good morning, Mr. Nathan.
Good morning, Kevin. Great to be in the studio.
God forbid, it's been a while.
It's been too long. It's been a couple of months, I think.
Yeah, it has.
Great
it
to
has.
Be back here.
How's business?
Business is great. The economy's still great here in Southern Nevada and all across the state of Nevada. We're excited about what's going on, all the new businesses we're getting open. We just went over 1,000 businesses that we opened in the state of Nevada.
Oh my God.
In the last decade.
Explain what Taylor Consulting does. This is one of these things I always say, you know, when people say, well, I can't find a job and nobody's hiring and this and that, I say, find something that people need. And cutting through the red tape when you're going to start a business in this community, I think is something a lot of people need. Tell us what it is you do at Taylor Consulting Group.
So 10 years ago, I started a small business consulting firm. We specialize in land use matters, which is somebody buys a piece of property and wants to build something on it. We have to get that approved through the whatever jurisdiction it is, the city, county, Henderson. We also specialize in gaming licensing. We specialize in liquor licensing. And we're actually a one-stop shop if you want to start a new business from A to Z. And like I said, very, very proud, Taylor Consulting Group. I started this business 10 years ago, so I'm a decade in business. And we just surpassed 1,000 businesses that we helped get open in the state. So it's been very rewarding.
I know that you have been a guy that has been a part of public service and a part of politics for many, many years, really since near puberty, I think. And you've always helped people. You've helped other people get elected. You've worked on other people's campaigns. And I've been telling you, hey, when are you going to run? When are you going to run for something? Am I right? Are you about ready to run for something?
So I promised you a long time ago that if I decided to run for office, that I would make that announcement on your show before I talk to anybody else out there in the media. And today, I'm keeping that promise with you, Kevin. I'm making the announcement today. I am officially a candidate for State Senate in District 19.
District 19. Now, District 19, correct me if I'm wrong, and you brought a map in. This is a large, large district. Am I right?
This is the largest state Senate district in the United States of America. It goes from Clark County, Pahrump area, Nye County, all the way to the Idaho-Utah border. It's got six counties in it. We've got Clark, Nye, Lincoln, White Pine, Eureka, and Elko.
So you're going to be putting a lot of miles on your car over the course of the next few months.
My F-150 is going to probably hit 100,000 miles on this campaign. So we're going to put a lot of miles on it. I want to talk to as many people in this district as possible. You know, one of the things I wanted to mention is I really want to thank our current senator in the district, Senator Pete Gokachia, who served in the legislature almost 17 years. And I just want to get a shout out to him for everything that he's done, his hard work in that seat and serving in the assembly for many years as well. 17 years is a long time to serve in the legislature, and I just want to thank him for his service. Looking forward to some new, fresh ideas that I have. But one of the things I want to mention, because I've been asked, Senator Gokachia can run for one more term, even though he's been there 17 years. So realistically, he could serve for almost 22 years in the Nevada legislature. I've been getting mixed messages on whether he's going to file and run for reelection or not. I'm not sure if he's going to or not. Like I said, mixed messages. I'm running my campaign no matter what. I'm not going to run my campaign based on what somebody else decides they want to do. The district has changed, and I've had people ask me questions. Well, why would you run against another Republican? Well, it's not about that. This is a different district than it was when it was carved out in 2011 after the last census. The population has now been centered down here, mostly in Clark County and Nye County in Southern Nevada. There is 134,000 people live in this district. It's 5% of the state of Nevada live in this district.
Wow.
There are so many important issues that we need to address going into the next legislative session in 2021, including what I think is one of the most important things that we're going to have to do in the next session, and that's redistricting. Redistricting, as you know, Kevin, it happens every 10 years after the census is done. Every single elected seat is redrawn. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to want some people in that room, and you know how much energy I have energy, that understand how it's worked. I've worked on two redistrictings. I worked in redistricting in 2000, and I worked on redistricting in 2010. I understand how redistricting works. There is nothing more political, Kevin, than redistricting. You're talking about every state Senate seat, every assembly seat, every congressional seat, every seat that you can imagine is being redrawn. Now, here's the thing. You want someone with experience, and I still consider myself young, Kevin. But, you know, I've been in politics since 1995. The first campaign I volunteered on was for Bob Dole in 1995, and I've never looked back. Next year, I'll be 25 years involved in Nevada politics. I volunteered on over 50 campaigns. I worked for a governor. I worked for a state senator. I worked at City Hall. I worked at Clark County. I know how government works. So when I go up to the legislature, there's no learning curve. Other than some processes that are going to put me through, there's no learning curve. I'm going to hit the ground running. I'm going to make sure that I represent everybody in this district. I don't care which county you live in. I'm going to represent everyone in this district.
Again, Nathan Taylor joining us from Taylor Consulting Group. He is also a candidate for State Senate District 19, running against Pete Gokachea. We don't know if Pete has announced that he is running for re-election. He will be termed out after his next term. We will find out more from him, obviously, in the days and weeks to come. You talked about you wanted to be able to express some of these fresh ideas. And I'm curious, give me an example of what you hear in District 19 as the issues.
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked me that question because, you know, you and I have known each other a while. I pay attention to the news. I pay attention to everything that goes on in the state. Again, all the way up from Elko all the way down to Pahrump to see what's going on in the state. And I'm glad you asked the question because recently 50 people were laid off from Barrick Gold Mines up in Elko. 50 people just lost their jobs, which is sad. I never want to hear anybody losing their jobs. But that goes to one of the ideas and really principles and things that I want to work on in the legislature, and that is job creation and diversifying the economy. There's so many ways we can do that. You know that I'm working, one of my campaign advisors is Blake Gwynn, who's been working on alternative energy issues for many years, understands solar, understands wind, and he's been getting me up to speed on a lot of the technicalities of these things. But one of the things I want to do is bring more jobs to rural Nevada. If we can bring solar to Lincoln County or Nye County or Elko County or White Pine County, we need to work on technology. One of the real big issues that I have that I want to address in the next legislature, if I'm fortunate enough to be elected next year, is bringing high-speed internet all over the state. Everybody deserves access to high-speed internet. You know, we talk about education all the time on your show and on a lot of the other shows discussing issues. How can you have good education for children if they don't have access to that technology, if they don't have access to high-speed internet so they can do research for projects? This comes right down to education issues. So I want to work on that. There's because of the size of this district and the issues that are going on all over the district, one of the things is water rights. Also the fact that, you know, the federal government owns most of the state as far as land goes. We need to figure out how we can open up more lands for private development and things that will bring jobs to this state. And those are some of the things I want to work on. I want to work on mental health issues, you know, education issues. I want to work on crime issues. You know, what's interesting is, you know, you have some of the same crime happens in Elko. It happens in Las Vegas. But these are things that we need to address. You know, we need to make sure that we support our teachers and our law enforcement and our firefighters. I mean, these are all things that we need to get our hands on and make sure that we're moving forward as Republicans as a whole.
Again, Nathan Taylor joining us, Taylor Consulting Group. And how difficult is it going to be for you? Because, gosh, just looking at this district, you're going to be on the road a lot as far as running your own small business and on the side having this major campaign in District 19.
Yeah, well, you know, I am going to be all over the state, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, I was born and raised here. I'm a proud native Nevadan. My grandfather, interesting story, my grandfather retired from the Metropolitan Police Department back in the 80s and retired in Ely, so in White Pine County. And I learned how to fish. Every summer I would go up to Ely, and I would stay with my grandpa, and I learned how to fish on Cave Lake. I lived in Reno for a few years. I did some work for the Republican Party about 15 years ago. I was hired to work on a project, and this was really cool. It was a great experience. I was hired to work on a project back before we had all this voter data online, and we were trying to figure out how can we reach out to Republican voters. And so the project I was hired to work on, well, actually, man, it's almost 19 years ago. It's crazy how fast time goes. But I had to go to all 17 counties. All the county seats in all 17 counties. And you know what? That was a really awesome experience. So I know the state. You know, people ask me, they go, well, you were born in Southern Nevada. Well, I've lived all over the state. Like I said, I've lived in Reno for a few years. I traveled all over the state. I love my state of Nevada. You know how much I love the state. And I just feel like it's time for me to give back to the state that's given so much back to me. I got to give a shout out to my lovely wife, Krista, who's backing me in this. She knows what a rough deal this is, being the spouse of a candidate. It's not easy. But thanks to her, I'll still be able to run my business while I'm on the road. I got a cell phone and a laptop, so I'm not going to miss any work, but it's going to be a challenge driving all over the state, but I'm ready for it.
Again, Nathan Taylor joining us. More from him coming up. We're going to take a look back at the 80th Nevada Legislature. This is a legislature he might well be a part of November of 2020. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. We're talking about the state of Nevada and the state of the state. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now. You're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
My friends, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day. And nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's Taco Shop. Mmm, I can just taste it. Mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla. Top it off with a refreshing drink and it's maravilloso. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you since 1964.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us.
Vegas strong, Union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Joining us, Nathan Taylor, Taylor Consulting Group, and a candidate for the state Senate in Senate District 19. What did you think of the 80th Nevada legislature?
Train wreck. I guess the only thing that comes to my mind is
now,
train
now, wreck. Now, let me just ask you. Let's track back. Going into it in February, we knew that the Democrats controlled the Senate, the Assembly, the governor's office, every constitutional office but Barb Zagafsky in the Secretary of State's office. I know I was worried about it. I think you may have even been in here then talking about how bad it's going to be. Was it worse than expected? Was it about what you expected?
It was worse than I expected. I think that the citizens, not only in my Senate district that I'm a candidate in now officially announcing on your show today, but all the citizens in the state of Nevada should be concerned about some of the things that happened in this last session. I mean, I could talk for an hour about all the bills that were passed that shouldn't have been passed. But I got to tell you what's disappointing, and the citizens in Nevada that care about their Second Amendment rights should be concerned about some of the legislation that they pushed through. I think they should be very, very concerned and honestly upset that they did not resolve the issues regarding education. You know, I remember being on your show a couple months ago, and I talked about that I wanted to give teachers raises. And we kind of discussed, well, is that a Republican thing to give teachers raises? Well, why not? You know, they educate our children. They educate the future. I would rather pay a teacher $20,000 more a year to do their job than give an executive that sits in a little office $200,000 a year that never sees a student. You know, these are common sense things. And, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, we just got done listening to a couple of hopefully my future colleagues, assembly members, and you know, it must have been very, very frustrating for them to not be able to push through legislation that really could have made a difference for Nevadans. You know, one of the things being a small business consultant is I see every day how much it costs, including for my own business, to pay the state of Nevada just to do business here. You know, we've got so many answers and solutions to problems as Republicans. We just have to win elections next year so that we can put ourselves in a position to bring those things to the table. You know, I was asked the other day, I'm already knocking doors. I started knocking doors a couple weeks ago. People are like, wow, you're a year out of the election. You're already knocking on doors. Yes, because I want to meet as many people in Senate District 19 as I can. But they asked me a question. How are you supposed to pay for, you know, infrastructure, which our state's growing? It's booming. Where I live in Northwest Clark County is the fastest growing part of the state of Nevada right now. They're building 9,000 homes in Sky Canyon. I live in Providence. They've got 6,000 homes there. But, you know, it does take money, right, to pay for government and to fix education and to offer better mental health care and all those things. We need to, you know, bring medicine to the rurals, too. You know, we need to make sure that we have good doctors in the rural counties and all across the state. But there's some answers to these. You know, the question always comes down to money, right, Kevin? Where are you going to get the money from? Well, you know, I remember our elected officials talking about all this money from marijuana that was going to go into education and it was going to be solved. That's what they said. We're going to pass marijuana, make it legal, we're going to tax it, and then you know what? We're going to have the best education system in the country. Well, as we all know as Nevadans, that did not happen. We've got to figure out a way. You know, one of the things that I was talking about the other day, said, well, how are you going to give every teacher, okay? Because if I say I'm going to do something and I have an idea, I might want to tell you how I'm going to get it done, okay? And I'm not for taxes, and I'll say right here on your show, I'm not going to vote for any tax increases that affect Nevadans, okay?
Will you sign the pledge, so to speak?
You know, I don't sign documents, Kevin. What my word is my bond. So if I tell you that I'm not going to support any type of tax, that's what it is. I don't need to sign a document for you to believe what I say. If you can't believe what I say and I can't hold up and be honorable enough to tell you that I'm not going to vote for any tax increases, then I shouldn't be running for office. So, no, I'm not signing any documents. I don't think you need to sign a document to be a man of your word, so I'm not signing anything.
Let me ask you one other area that's near and dear to me, and that is education. Mm-hmm. We still have teachers wondering if they're going to get their 3% plus 2% merit raises, 5% raises, if there's going to be enough money in the budget to do it. What is your sense out there? I mean, we got the modified business tax that may or may not be unconstitutional, mm-hmm. the way it was passed, the extension.
Mm-hmm.
Are you concerned when it comes to education that we're going to have the kind of money that these school districts say they need?
Yeah, right now I don't have any confidence that we're going to have the money. After watching the session and the bills that passed and talking to other legislators that were there and talk about the fact that now we're reading in the paper the other day that they're going to lay off how many deans in the Clark County School
170.
District. 170. And so here's the thing: we're going to have to find the money somewhere, right? So I've got a couple ideas, okay? And I got to sit down obviously with the Legislative Council Bureau and some of the other state senators to see, because we all need to get together and collectively come up with the solution, because I don't think one person has a solution. But, an example is we've got this big stadium not far from where we're sitting in the studio right now. We're bringing an NFL team to Nevada. They held a special session. They passed a tax to essentially, in my opinion, it was welfare for a billionaire. They could have come up with their own money to build the stadium. I don't support taxpayer-funded projects like that, and I've been very clear about that. I'm very happy about all the jobs it's created. I know you have Tommy White on the show every now and then, and he's got a lot of his union members that are working right now.
They're working.
And that makes me very, very, very happy. But the problem that I have is when you go after taxpayers to pay for big projects like that, when you have an example of T-Mobile Arena was built, privately funded, they didn't ask the taxpayers for any money, but then you ask the question, how do you pay teachers more? Well, let me ask you this. If that stadium generates the kind of money they're telling us they could generate, why can't we take some of that money and give it to the teachers? I mean, these are ideas, right? How they work, how it's ironed out. We got to figure that out together, okay? But that's just an idea. And, people should throw out ideas, whether it's right or wrong or workable or not. But if we can make things like that happen to give teachers more money, to bring more jobs to the Nevada economy, then we need to do it together collectively.
Are you confident that the stadium will open, that we will have July 2020, that we'll have NFL football ready to go in the new stadium?
I'm not confident about that either, and I'm not trying to, be a Debbie Downer here. But listen, I've done a lot of research on other stadiums that were built across the country, and almost every single one of the new stadiums built in the last 20 years went over budget, opened late, cost overruns like crazy. I can hope that doesn't happen with our new stadium, but it's happened all across the country.
In our final 90 seconds, every campaign need something. They need door knockers. They need volunteers. They need people to go out and buy the pizza for the people that are on the call banks. Tell us what your candidacy needs and what you're asking voters to do.
Well, so the folks that listen to your radio station, most of them across the state of Nevada, live within those six counties in this Senate district. And I would push or urge them to please go to my website, NathanTaylorForNevada.com, NathanTaylorForNevada.com. Please sign up to volunteer. We'll have all your information. If you want to call me because you have a question on an issue where I stand, you can call me on my cell phone, 702-280-6175. That's 702-280-6175. I want to be accessible. If you have a question where I stand on something, call me, ask me. I'll talk to you straight about it.
You are true to your word. You said you would announce on this radio program, and so you have Senate District 19. And it's a big one. It's a big one. Thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck, and
Thanks, Kevin,
we'll talk to you along the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
It's going to be a wild ride, I have a feeling. Stick around. More to do. Rico Aller will join us from Northern Nevada, from beautiful Dayton. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
I want to talk to my small business brothers and sisters out there. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you looked at your website and social media platforms? I mean, really looked at it. That's what I did late last year, and what I found wasn't very good. I had no website, my social media presence was virtually non-existent, and as the owner of a brand new statewide radio network, I knew I had to do something about it. But how? That's where a friend of mine, Bernadine, at Sofa King Creative Group came in. She showed me how enlarging my digital footprint could actually grow my business, how a top-of-the-line website could give my small business credibility in the marketplace, how it could actually improve my bottom line. If you're looking to grow your business and increase your revenue, check out my new Sofa King Creative Group built website at kevinwallradio.com. Then call Bernadine at Sofa King Creative Group at 702-787-7069. Ask for a free analysis of your small business's digital marketing strategies. Call right now, 702-787-7069, or visit them at sofakingcreativegroup.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This is a Fox News alert.